Tom Cargill in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. It's going to be sunny. We'll have a high of about 73 degrees. In Kenosha right now, the temperature 55, 49 in Burlington, Milwaukee 64, 63 at this hour in Racine. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn says August was the deadliest month in 25 years in that city. 24 homicides, that is the most since serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer's victims in July of 1991. But he said what's driving the violence of late, the arguments and the fights and the retaliation among people with criminal records.
We know we've had the tragic, crossfire homicides of innocent children and wrong houses being shot up. We've had a slight increase in domestic violence homicides this year. But the biggest driver of our homicides is arguments and fights and retaliation among people with, criminal records.
Chief Flynn is again calling on state lawmakers to toughen the penalties for crimes committed with guns. A van and a motorcycle colliding yesterday at 80th Street and Cooper Road in Pleasant Prairie. It leaves the operator of the bike injured. The other driver, nowhere to be found. 35-year-old Pleasant Prairie man transported first to St. Catherine's Medical Center, then up to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life with serious injuries. The vehicle that left the scene north on Cooper Road, described as a newer maroon-colored van, similar to a Dodge Caravan with tinted windows. Witnesses said there was also damage to the front driver's side. Anybody with information about that vehicle is urged to contact Pleasant Prairie Police or Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers. A two-vehicle crash at the intersection of Durant Avenue and Oaks Road in Mount Pleasant caused no serious injuries. One of the drivers detained for operating under the influence with two children under the age of 16. A news release indicating the driver of that car failed to yield the right-of-way on a turn to a westbound car. First vehicle then took down a traffic standard nearby. Minor injuries treatable on scene by South Shore paramedics reported with all four involved occupants. Children turned over to a guardian, the woman driving their vehicle. She failed the standard field sobriety test and was taken to the hospital for a blood draw. A Racine man facing his sixth operating while intoxicated charge. He was arrested August the 2nd near Olympia Brown School. A Caledonia police officer was checking the grounds, found a vehicle parked in the lot, the driver apparently half asleep. 45-year-old Gary Gross, arrested after failing a field sobriety test, also charged with operating with a prohibited alcohol concentration. Gross reportedly failed to appear in court yesterday to face the charges. A warrant was then issued for his arrest. The work is scheduled to begin next Tuesday, where Highway 38, Caledonia. State officials and locals try to improve the safety there. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Weather permitting, crews will begin installing centerline and shoulder rumble strips along an 8-mile stretch of the highway from County Highway K to the Racine-Milwaukee County line. Contractor Payne and Dolan is expected to complete the $320,000 project this fall, 90% of the project cost coming from the federal government and the rest from the state. The DOT says that segment of Highway 38 has been identified as being in the top 5% of crash locations in the state, most of them involving vehicles leaving the roadway or crossing the center line along non-intersection segments. The rumble strips will be milled into the pavement, or in some locations, a narrow strip of new asphalt will be laid along the center line, allowing the rumble strips to be installed. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And the State Department of Transportation's calculated savings of more than $1.4 million this year, reference to four projects that used an innovative cold-in-place recycling method on pavement rehabilitation. It mills the existing asphalt road surfaces, then processes materials on-site for reuse by way of a convoy of equipment that'll crush, then add new liquid asphalt, and pave it all simultaneously. DOT Engineering Chief Barry Pay says that we would have had enough dump truck loads of material from this year's project to stretch a line for more than 22 miles. State agencies use this technique on seven different road projects since 2012, none of them, though, in southeast Wisconsin. By this time next year, Racine's Memorial Drive Bridge over the Root River is going to be impacted by a repair and renovation project. While the city has been required to spend a couple of extra bucks on some related items with this because of the structure being historic. At the Public Works and Services Committee meeting, City Engineer John Rooney explained that in the design process, it was discovered city needed what's called a scour action plan, which is a state requirement.
It's a report that'll go in our bridge files that we need to have, and it's a requirement of the state because that bridge has a center pier on it. Okay, so if you look at most of our fixed bridges, even, well, we actually have them on the Main Street lift bridges, but I'm not in charge of the lift bridges. But if you have a center pier, one that's on an abutment, the pier there is subject to scour.
Rooney indicating that while this $2,100 scour action plan sits in a file, ready if needed, plans will continue for the bridge fix-up work sometime in late spring or the summer of next year. Racine's Redevelopment Authority carries a lot of weight when it comes to potential projects in the city and recommendations to both the Finance Committee and to the Common Council, while technically owning 14 properties, though with no designated revenue source to maintain them. In a report to that group about its property list, City Development Office staff member Mike Lechner said that the numbers show value based on assessment and the cost to maintain each location.
With the Southside industrial park stuff, I lumped those all together into the categories. And when it says like $2.10 per square foot, that's what the assessors are telling me that is the going rate for the property right now on the low side. So when we give it a value of that, and then with the carrying cost, like it says $6,000 per year and $2,000 per year, that's for snow and for mowing.
A future update on the sites will include utility costs, insurance coverage, and any special maintenance. Development Director Amy Connolly telling RDA members the more information they have, the better. RDA Chairman Greg Helding noted we're the stewards of these properties, and he believes comprehensive information will be useful for them or the council if need be. 9 officers on the Racine Police Department have been promoted. Lieutenant Chuck Weitzel becomes a deputy chief after 32 years of service. Lieutenant Al Days, now a deputy chief, 27 years on the force. He'll supervise the newly revamped school's safety and security division. Sergeant Rick Teller, after 19 years, becomes a lieutenant assigned to internal affairs. Promoted to first shift patrol sergeant, 10-year officer Rob Tillman. Officer Hans Friedel, after 14 years, becomes a third shift patrol sergeant. Officer Nick Contreras, he becomes an investigator after 9 years. Same situation for officers Josh LaForge after 11 years, Sarah Zupke after 8 years on the force, and Kellen Gillenfour in his 6th year of service. And heading into the Labor Day holiday period, new data shows a dramatic decline in wages for Wisconsin manufacturing workers. This according to Wisconsin AFL-CIO Secretary Treasurer Stephanie Bloomingdale.
And the bottom line is that people, real people, are hurt when our jobs are exported and wages drop.
The wage data tracked by Citizen Action of Wisconsin shows pay declining in manufacturing workers' areas all over the state and the metro areas, also decreasing every year since 2010 by an average of $1,400. WRJN.com is our webpage, and our newscasts are in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.